Hey, what's up, Cub fans? Welcome to episode 94 of Locked On Cubs, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. There are other great podcasts on this network I need to point out. Locked On Bears and Locked On Bulls are part of the Chicago section of the Locked On Network. If you're fans of those teams and you've enjoyed this podcast and you like the format, go check that out. Those guys do a great job on their podcast as well. And you should be listening to that if you're a football fan or if you're a basketball fan, if you like those Chicago teams. Go check that out too, because they're doing quality work. I'm the host of Locked On Cubs, Ryan Davis. You can find my work at Sporting News occasionally, at The Athletic occasionally. Bet Chicago is where you'll find most of my Cubs stuff, and other places as well. I write some more like nerdy stuff at Cloud City Chronicle. So check all that stuff out if you're interested in reading my work. But for today, we've got our 94th episode. The Cubs will be at the exact midway point on Sunday of the season, 81 games in. So I thought that it was kind of appropriate that we start talking about where things stand at the midway point. We'll talk about Darvish and what's going on with him. We'll talk about a trade, I don't even want to call it a rumor, a trade fantasy that's going on among Cubs fans and why it's not realistic. We'll talk about that in the second segment, and then we'll do our usual roundup of the NL Central in the final segment. So the Cubs won yesterday. They scored 7 runs in the 7th inning on Thursday afternoon. They beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 11-5. The Clayton Kershaw started in 5 solid innings for the Dodgers, only allowing 1 run on 4 hits with no walks, but the Dodgers' bullpen was a mess. So they allowed 2 in the 6th and 7 in the 7th, and Walker Buehler was the main culprit. He allowed 5 earned runs. Albert Almora Jr. and Addison Russell hit home runs for the Cubs, and Anthony Rizzo went 4-for-5 at the plate. Jose Quintana went 5 and a third innings, allowing 3 earned runs on 80 pitches. Steve Cishek pitched an inning and 2/3, and he picked up the victory. The Cubs will play the Minnesota Twins late this afternoon at Wrigley with a weird 4:05 Central Time start. I'm recording this around noon, so that's a few hours away, so I'm sure the lineups will be out soon. Mike Montgomery will get his 7th start of the season for the Cubs, going up against Twins ace Jose Berrios. The game will be broadcast on NBC Sports Chicago, and Montgomery has a 1.86 ERA in 6 starts with the Cubs, but Berrios has been very good lately as well. His last start featured 7 shutout innings against the Texas Rangers, and he has allowed just 4 earned runs in 28 1/3 innings over his last 4 starts. That's what's going on today for the Cubs. They're starting this 3-game series with the Twins. They've got today and then tomorrow, and then I think the final game is against Lance Lynn, who's been pretty terrible this year. And then they've got that 2-game set with the Tigers, and then I think 3 at home with the Cincinnati Reds. So this is the start of a long homestand that is against teams that are under 500 that the Cubs should be beating. I think it's what, 9 games. So we'll see at the end of this homestand where they stand. They really should, start to pick up some steam here. If they don't start winning some of these games, that'll be a huge problem. Something I've talked about before, they really need to capitalize on this week's schedule that they're going through right now and start to beat up on these teams, because later on in the season, it will be tougher. Let's go ahead and go to our second segment. We'll talk about the Yu Darvish news of the day, and we'll talk about some fantasy trade. So I talked the other day about the Darvish news, and it's more on the negative side of what I was talking about on the most recent podcast. It seems like the problem with his triceps after that rehab start, it's not just regular soreness, and he is in fact still hurt. It's been a little unclear how they're going to move forward with this and how much longer he's going to be out, but this is kind of a red flag for me. I'm not ready to write him off for the season. I know, a lot of fans were planning to write him off for the season and for his entire contract in like April, but I'm not ready to write him off for the year yet, but I do think that you probably won't see Darvish in a Cubs uniform again until after the All-Star break. And to me, the reason why this is upsetting is it's exacerbated by the performance of Hendricks and Quintana, who have been really disappointing. Hendricks's velocity isn't down like it was last year. Last year he had a release point issue that he had to solve and once he did, the velocity gradually built back up and he actually had an amazing second half. It's more of a location issue for him, and he's a little bit unsure of what the fix is for that. And that's a little bit alarming. I've had a handful of fans on Twitter tell me that it's the umpires who are at fault for this, that he's not getting those pitches on the edge that are borderline. But really, Hendricks isn't, you know, he's not throwing strikes on the corners that are being called for balls at a high rate or a higher rate than anyone else gets it. He's missing. He's just flat missing by a matter of inches. And, you know, in his recent start, he was missing against the Dodgers. And then, you know, later in the counts, he would have to throw in the zone. And then he was just getting absolutely barreled up. And I mean, this is a guy that can't throw 88 straight down the middle and hope to win. But the rate at which the Dodgers were barreling up his pitches is a bit more than, you know, even normal for him on an off day. So the good news is Hendricks has had issues and then he's bounced back for him before, like in 2017 when he bounced back from the velocity issue and pitched really well down the stretch and into the postseason. So hopefully he figures that out again. But to the rotation in general, I'm not sure that there really is a solution here. I've been told that Jacob deGrom is the new Manny Machado for Cubs fans, and this is where we get into our fantasy trade talk, meaning the Cubs fans are discussing on Twitter, which I've tried to stay away from as much as I can because it's terrible, but there are fans that are discussing on Twitter things like, we'll just trade Ian Happ and Addison Russell to the Mets and get DeGrom. And that trade to me is really funny in kind of a sad way. I'm fairly positive that Jacob DeGrom will not be in a Cubs uniform this year. But even further, I don't think they'll be trading for any starters at all. So right now they have Lester, Quintana, Hendricks, and Montgomery as their top four. Chatwood is coming back, and he's going to pitch, I think, tomorrow. But obviously he's had his issues with the walks and not being able to pitch even moderately deep into games. So I think if you were to look at healthy, those are your top four for the Cubs. Now, don't look at how they've been performing lately, because Q and Hendricks have been terrible. But you know, that's your top four at their best, pitching to their potential, pitching to, you know, what may be referred to as the back of the baseball card. Lester, Q, and Hendricks are a great three to put out in a postseason series. And I think with how good Montgomery's been, you can absolutely get away with him as a number four. So I think what you have is what you have. Obviously, you want Darvish to be healthy and for him to be one of those top four starters in a postseason series. And it hasn't worked out to this point with him this year. But collectively, this is what you have and this is what you're rolling forward with. But collectively, this is what you have and this is what you're rolling forward with. I don't see the Cubs trading for a starter. I don't think it makes sense for them. The only way it really makes any sense is if you are ruling out Darvish for the rest of the season by that point. And I don't think they're even close to that yet, considering the problems he's had. I mean, it's essentially tightness in his triceps, and they found nothing structurally to this point. So I don't see them ruling out Darvish until we learn something new for the rest of the season anyway. So this is more of a case of fantasy baseball mindset than it is reality. I'll go on record once again and say that a reliever, most likely a left-handed one, is the optimal target for the Cubs at the trade deadline. Trading for a bat like Machado isn't likely. Trading for DeGrom really isn't likely. The team on the field is the one that you're going to see finishing the season for the Cubs. And, you know, I know fans have their personal opinions of Addison Russell and then their opinions of other players that they don't care for, or they, you know, they like some guys more than others. That's all fine. That's part of being a fan. But, you know, to me, analyzing this, you know, this team is really good. They're a really good team that simply hasn't put it all together yet. They're still one of the best teams in the league when they haven't even hit their stride. They're 2.5 games out of the NL Central behind the Brewers, who have the best record in the National League. And they're only halfway through the season. You know, remember last year they were 43-25 at the All-Star break, or no, I'm sorry, 43-45 at the All-Star break, and 5.5 games out of first. And, you know, they essentially put 11.5 games on the Brewers in the second half. I don't see any reason to think they couldn't do the same thing this year if they start to really hit their stride offensively. This is a good offensive team with a lot of potential. This is a good bullpen with back-end potential with guys like Morrow and Edwards once he's healthy, which should be soon. And then C-Sheck, Strope, you know, they have a lot of good potential arms in the back of the bullpen. And then a good rotation, even without Darvish. I think you have a really high potential top four. You just need to get Quintana and Hendricks, you know, back on track and hope that Lester, you know, maybe he doesn't keep at the same pace, but keeps at a similar pace and pitches relatively well the rest of the year. Hopefully Montgomery stays in the rotation, pitches relatively well the rest of the year. That's what you're really hoping for from this team. And I think you're going to get that in the second half. I think they are going to start to put it together a little bit more frequently, and they'll take off and they'll win the NL Central. I do believe they're still going to do that. But I don't think that it'll be because they trade for a starter unless something changes. You know, we have a month before the trade deadline. We have 2 weeks before the All-Star break. Something could absolutely change, you know, at this point for the Cubs. But I think the most logical situation here is that Theo Epstein in the front office looks at this team as good enough as it is if everyone performs to their capabilities. And they'll add a small piece or two to try and give it that next push to be even better. But I don't think they're making a blockbuster trade in the next few weeks. So quickly, let's look around the NL Central. The Cubs won yesterday, but unfortunately so did the Milwaukee Brewers. They took on the Red Hot Reds and fell behind early 4-2, but they bounced back with a 3-run seventh to win 6-4. Eric Thames was the big culprit. He hit that big 3-run homer in the seventh inning. The Cardinals and Pirates were both off, so they're idle in the standings. So here's how things shake out heading into today's action. The Brewers maintain their 2.5 game lead over the Cubs with a National League best record 47-33. The Cubs are at 44-35 coming into today, 2.5 games back. The Cardinals are 42-37, 4.5 games back. And the Pirates are 9 back at 38-42, while the Reds are 13.5 back at 34-47. So we're basically at this midway point of the season where you can kind of start to measure how things are looking. I don't think necessarily looking at the standings is all that prudent at this point in June, but I think you can look at how players are performing, how teams are performing, and kind of predict a little bit better now than you could maybe 2 months ago about how things are going to happen and whether things are a small sample size or whether it's, you know, more of a trend. And I think there are some interesting things going on with the Cubs. I think Albert Almora Jr. has proven that he can hit right-handed pitching and, you know, it has proven to be a very good hitter. I think Addison Russell surprisingly has improved some offensively. He's hitting for a higher average, which is helping him get on base at a better rate. Strikeouts are down. He's not hitting for as much power, but he has been better. Anthony Rizzo has started to come around at the plate. Javier Baez has been probably their best offensive player all year. Same for Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber's defensive abilities have been much better. So I think there's a lot that you can take away from the first half that, you know, I'm more willing now today to say isn't necessarily fluky or isn't a small sample size that we can't trust yet. I think there's just a lot here that points towards this team really putting it together in the second half and taking off. Thanks for listening, guys. This has been episode 94 of Locked On Cubs. Again, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. You can find great other podcasts such as Locked On Bears and Locked On Bulls if you're interested in Chicago stuff. They've got, I think, every NBA team and every NFL team covered with podcasts. I know the MLB section of Locked On is still growing. We're still getting better. So stick with us a little bit. If you would like to send feedback, you can send emails to lockedoncubs@gmail.com. You can also go on iTunes and leave us reviews. That helps makes us more visible. You can interact with us on Twitter @LockedOnCubs. thanks again for being listeners and for following along. I really appreciate it, guys. I will be back hopefully more regularly starting next week. It's been a tough week for me. A few personal things have gotten in the way of me recording regularly this week and last week, but next week, hopefully back a bit more frequent, and we'll be getting you Locked On Cubs with a few guests and some other surprises along the way heading into the second half. So thanks, guys. I'll talk to you again next week.